Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful, at your service, as always. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thank you for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead because Paul Casey is in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is the author of Self-Employment for You, and he's been a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a PR expert and the president of Casey Communications, and also a talk show host, which he's just celebrated his first anniversary of his talk show, and we're proud of him for that. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Congratulations on your talk show.
Well, thank you. Well, hey, I saw I used you as a model. You know, I've been doing so much of the show and listening to what you've done, and so I tried to pick out a corner here in the Northwest and see what I could do, and it's a real pleasure, and it's nice to build an audience. Yesterday, I got the most calls on the program I ever had, which is kind of nice, and that's kind of fun. And the calls that you get from people, you know, they're so varied, and a lot of good people out there looking to go into business, and it's really a lot of fun when you leave the program, and I know you feel this way because I always feel it in your voice, your enthusiasm, is that when you're helping people out, it really is quite you know, a great feeling to be able to do that.
Well, the other thing that I know you're feeling when you talk to these folks, Paul, as I do, is that these are worthy people. Small business owners are worthy people to work with and to help. And you know, they're like you and me. We're so lovable and huggable, aren't we? And
absolutely.
Cuddly. We're so cuddly, you know.
Yeah.
And so you just want to help people like that. And is there anything more genuine on the planet than small business? I don't know of it if there is.
Yeah, it's very interesting. About a week ago, I said the same thing. I put it a little bit different way, but yes, I say, you know, they're really the people who get out there and they're not, let's say, running on the backs or riding on the backs of other people or individuals or situations. I mean, they're the real pathfinders.
Well, that's exactly right, and see, this is the thing, and I've been talking about this a lot more lately, Paul, about the difference between Wall Street and Main Street. Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. They can't do anything. They can't do one single thing on Wall Street until you and I make a sale with a customer.
That's a good point.
On Main Street.
You know, That's a very good point.
And yet the world seems to think, the media especially seems to think, that it's that Wall Street is the dog. And the truth is, Wall Street is the tail trying to wag the dog.
That's great. Well, I know you've been out preaching that for a long time, and I think it starts to get through, you know, and that's what you continue to have to do, because you're right. I think that people are under that misconception that the fact is that it is about Wall Street and it is the small business. What is it, like 80% of the jobs are supplied from small businesses?
Yeah, over half of the U.S. economy. And so the thing that I, and folks, in case you thought I'd wandered off and wasn't going to be able to get back, the reason I'm bringing this up, Paul, is because of the economic circumstances that we are going to find ourselves in 08. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be really bad or pretty good or just kind of middling. I don't know. I think there are some events that will happen that could make it one way or the other. but the thing is what I know is, Paul, is that small business owners will lead this economy through whatever we have coming up ahead of us.
Yes.
We'll be the ones who create the jobs. We'll be the ones who will be the strongest. And you know why I believe that, Paul? Because we believe in ourselves. And I think that just as the talking heads in the media can help us talk ourselves into a recession, I believe small business owners believing in themselves will help us stay out of a recession. What do you think?
Well, I think that's definitely a good point, and I read an article just yesterday on this about the recession and the economists projecting what direction we're going to go, and it went back and forth and so on, and the last line of the article said basically what I feel all along, and that's all they had to say, is that we are going into uncharted territory now. I mean, no one really is sure what we're going to end up coming to in 2008. Because there's so many new factors involved internationally and so on.
Right.
And so I think that's a really good thing to keep in mind, that the so-called experts really don't know.
Right. And that's what I want you to help us talk about. When we come back, folks, Paul and I are going to talk about some fundamentals, some things that you can do to be a fulfilling prophecy of what I said a minute ago. And that is that you will help lead this economy in 2008. Not Wall Street, but you, your small business.
Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln. Jim, I always feel better about myself after I'm on the show. I don't have any bouts of depression.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a one-man war against depression. I'm fighting everyone's depression. I've gotten President Lincoln cured, and I'm working on everybody else right now. It's good to have you back, folks, and it's always good to have our good buddy Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is the author of Is Self-Employment For You? Paul, give us your website, please.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net, all one word.
All right, say that again.
Selfemploymentforyou.net.
Okay. All right, sounds good. The is not, even though the is in the title of the book, it's not in the website.
Well,
so,
you can approach it that way too. It's
okay,
both,
all
actually.
Right. Just save two letters if you don't want to do that. And the book's there too, right?
Yes, it is.
And can they find out more about your radio show there?
Absolutely.
All right, so check that out, folks. Can they listen to your radio show on the internet?
No, I'm working on that for 2008.
That's going to be
January,
cool.
You'll be able to.
Let me know if I can help you with that.
Thank you, Jim.
Because we've been streaming on the internet since '98.
Oh, I know. I listen to it about once every 6 weeks or so, and I'll archive listen to some of your interviews. I love the way you have them categorized and, you know, by subject matters. That's so easy to, you know, jump on. And you also see just the diversity of how your approach is to all this, and it's all great information.
Well, we're trying to help out these folks because, as you know, they're worthy, our small business owners. When I went to the break, I said, you know, that small business owners, Paul, will lead us into and out of whatever is ahead of us. And so what you and I have to do, people like you and I have to do, is to help small business owners make sure that they're focusing on the right thing. That don't focus on the rumors. Don't focus on the scary stuff. Pay attention. I mean, take those things into consideration, but don't believe that the scary stuff that you see or hear has to be as scary as it looks. You can believe in yourself, and if you practice the fundamentals, you can help lead this economy to the next expansion. And Paul, you have some ideas on how we can do that.
Well, you know, Jim, I've talked about in the past and in my book and also on my radio show, and I have a philosophy, and it's basically is that you should always, as a small business owner, hope for the best at all the time. We can be optimistic, hope for the best, but also be prepared for the worst. And that you have to have two sides of your brain, you know, essentially doing that at all time. And it's not to be pessimistic about being prepared for the worst or thinking, but things do happen, can happen cyclical in this country. It just basically
it's the marketplace.
The sun's going to rise.
Yeah, just like hills and valleys. We got both.
Right. And so you have to be prepared when you enter the valley, just like you would do in real life and so on. And so that's what I think is that it's not so much that there's any panic here or there's any adjustments, major adjustments that need to be made, because I think you should have put yourself, and you always should, in a position where these things are going to happen. And therefore, when you start your business and so on, that you don't get in over your head with undue debt, and you don't get into a lot of overhead and things like that. Anyhow, even in the great times, you should be growing slowly, taking baby steps, you know, one step at a time, You're in this for the long term. And if you build those in your business and so on, don't try to get rich quick and have all these schemes and so on, but be in love with the idea of being an entrepreneur and, to say, taking the small steps to get there and not the giant steps, I think you can weather these things much better. You're in a much better position to get through it than, again, if you're leaving yourself out there hanging and very vulnerable.
Right. Well, I like to talk about the fundamentals, Paul, because, you know, when things are going really well, when things are rocking and rolling, you can kind of ease off on the fundamentals, and sales are coming in like crazy. You're making a profit, and sales cures a lot of ills. Sales will sort of whitewash a lot of bad management practices, won't it?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And there's certain things that you just have to turn up the burners, and you have to accelerate in certain areas, and sales would be one of them.
But if sales start to ease off a little bit, that's when you have to really learn how. That's when you find out what kind of manager you are. And you know, back in 2002 and 2003, Paul, after we were attacked, after we had, you know, we had some tough times there. We were just coming out of the dot-com era. The stock market had crashed. Basically, we had the corporate malfeasance. We had a couple of really tough years there in 2003 and 2004, 2002 and 2003, I should say. And my mantra that whole time, my drumbeat that whole 2 years, was focus on the fundamentals. Focus on the fundamentals. And one of the things that you're really good at talking about, Paul, along those lines, is making sure that you find out what you're really good at and stick with that.
Yes, absolutely. And stay within your core competencies. Stay within the fundamentals, as you put it, and the way I'd put it in it, but saying basically the same thing, your core competencies, what your strengths are, mm-hmm. and so on. And I think, you know, Jim, you raised a good point about after 9/11, but also right in the midst of that came along the dot-com bust.
Yeah,
and that really set things back. And I think the examples, that's a poster child of the dot-com, the surge, and so on, of what not to do in business. All you have to do is go back in recent history, back to 2000, 2001, and read what not to do. And that's what a lot of the dot-comers did. They didn't have the fundamentals down.
That's right. They didn't have fundamentals like, you know, they didn't have that little fundamental like customers.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you can't make a profit if you don't have customers. You can't
details,
have a sale if you don't have customers.
Details.
Yeah, those little details like a customer and a sale and profits. Exactly. Well, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of those fundamentals with Paul Casey. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is our flagship 10-year-plus website, and it's where you can find everything that we do, the show, the archives, the articles, the brain trust, the newsletter, the blog, all the stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers right now. We've anticipated your questions, and we got answers waiting on you. And so you can go there. I think you'll like the way that works. We're getting a lot of good compliments, a lot of good reviews on that site. It's our baby. It's our new one this year. And we built it for you, and as we do all the things that we do. And as you know, both of our websites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. You don't even have to tell us who you are. Paul Casey is our guest. He's an outstanding resource for you. I encourage you to check out his website, which is selfemploymentforyou.com. That's also the title of his book. Paul, we're talking with Paul about focusing on fundamentals, making sure that you stick with your knitting in the year ahead. Paul, I know you like to talk about niches, making sure that, or as some people say, niches. I like to say niche, but I'm like the knights who say Nick, I guess. But anyway, in the 21st century, it continues to amaze me how many different niches there are, and people are creating new ones every day, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And by the way, I just want to let your listeners know, from a far away distance point of view, you have a wonderful website, and it's so easy
Thank
to
you.
Navigate, and the information is right there. I mean,
I appreciate
seriously,
it.
If you go to your website, you're really going to find out pretty much all what it takes to run a small business. So I just want to
Thank you.
Say that. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm all about, and I know you are, Jim, I think all we can do when we talk about small business, at the end of the day, all we can do, and I know I try to do, is to increase someone's prospects for success. I probably say that to Ignatium, but that's all we can do. And how do you do that? And when we talk about niche, when we talk about fundamentals, and we talk about, let's say, trying to become recession-proof and so on, you can't become totally that way, but you can increase your odds that you can be successful during the difficult times. And I advise people, if they are thinking about going into business or they're just starting, the number one thing to do if they want to increase their prospects for success is find a niche, something that is not filled yet, which is going to be a challenge because most things are filled, and that's fine, but something you can do better or something you can do better geographically within your area. Carve out an area. That would be number one.
And Paul, you said most things are being filled, but you know, a niche could be a variation on a theme.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a niche is, I mean, people are continuing to find ways to carve niches out of niches.
Absolutely. You know, I had a caller yesterday, and I was talking about this, and she took it one step further. She said another thing occurs is once you get into something, and she was doing commercial cleaning, and then she got into residential cleaning, then she expanded into gardening for these homes, and now she's taking care of some of the residents who are older, cooking their meals, doing other things.
Yeah, yeah.
So it spins off. If you find that fundamental business, a lot of good things could happen around that too, and don't ever underestimate that, because once you get into something, that can happen, and I know, Jim, that's happened to you. I'm sure when you started your radio show, you had an idea in mind, but it's gone to so many great, wonderful, different directions.
But you still have to, Paul, make sure that you know what you're good at.
Right.
And what you can serve your customers the best at. And there comes a point when you have to say, you know what, that's not a direction I need to go in.
That's a very good point. I'm glad you flagged that, because it's one thing, you can be all over the map, and if you get into that area, that is fatal.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some other things? I got about a minute left. What's your last advice for heading off into 08?
Follow the niche and also solve someone's pain that people don't want to do. It's just, we have a busy society. We have two working parents a lot, and people are flying all around the place. If you can find something to make their life easier, I think your prospects for success will be higher. And another area to take a look at is the aging population. The society's aging. 77 million baby boomers are headed for 65 years old.
I hate it when people talk about baby boomers aging. That hurts my feelings, Paul.
Well, I mean, we're not aging. We're talking about other people.
Exactly.
Other people out there.
All those other guys. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, it's been a pleasure as usual.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you. You too.
See you next time. Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. SelfEmploymentForYou.com. That's his website, and that's also the book. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Oh, by the way, next 2 days, I'll be in Atlanta.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.